O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name, let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Yaakov, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God, his judgments are over all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Yitzchak, and confirmed the same to Yaakov for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to thee I will give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, of little account, and sojourners there. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, but he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land, he broke every staff of bread. He sent a man before them, Yosef was sold for a servant, whose foot they hurt with fetters, he was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord had tested him. The king sent and loosed him, and the ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house, and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and teach his elders wisdom. So Israel came into Mitzrayim, and Yaakov sojourned in the land of Cham. And he increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moshe his servant, and Aharon whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Cham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their water into blood, and slew their fish. Their land swarmed with frogs, in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of gnats and lice in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain, and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig trees, and broke the trees of their country. He spoke, and the swarming locust came, and the hopping locust without number. And they did eat up every plant in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. Then he smote all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one who stumbled among their tribes. Mitzrayim was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen on them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. They asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with bread from heaven. He opened the rock, and the water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise to Abraham his servant, and he brought out his people with joy, and his chosen ones with gladness, and gave them the lands of the nations, and they seized the labor of the peoples, that they might observe his statutes and keep his Torah. Hallelujah.